Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Brian Fliorini is on a phone line. He's from Bernie's Book Bank. He is the founder of an organization that gets books to kids. So if you're not coloring or doing Sudoku or violating the governor's plea and you're gathering outside, maybe you're going to be doing some reading, or maybe we should get the books to the kids that really need them. Hey, Brian, it's John. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you doing today? Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Good for you. I only recently have discovered what you do. Shame on me. Bernie's Book Bank is what?
What are we? We are a children's book bank that now is serving over 300,000 underserved children with 12 quality books a year from birth through sixth grade. So we want to make sure that all children have an ability to read their way to a better life, John.
Is this just Chicago, or do you do it nationwide?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we started 10 years ago, and our objective and goal was to build a metropolitan-based model that we would replicate in every major city in the country. So we've been focused here in Chicagoland. So it's all over Chicagoland, all six counties that we would consider Chicagoland right now.
So are there replications of this then in other cities? Are other people doing a version of this?
Yeah, so great question. So I would say that giving quality books away is not a new idea, but what Bernie's Book Bank is trying to do is to do it in an ultra-effective, efficient, scalable, and sustainable way. So we're really trying to do this in a way that's sustainable, which is really proving out as super important, especially right now with the crisis that we have going on. So 2020 was going to be a year that we started to look outside the Chicagoland area, and we had begun to do that, but some things have changed recently, as you might have noticed, and but we're going to be stronger when we emerge from this, and we're going to be ready to do what we set out to do, and that's to be an American institution. So,
yeah. Hey, Brian, it's Steve Bertrand. How are you?
Mr. Bertrand, how you doing today?
Good. But so, John, I'm up in that community, too, know that well, and it depends on, it's a great goodwill, great volunteer organization. And, Brian, this has really got to cut into what you've been able to do because the volunteers can't be there.
Yes. Well, it is. It's a huge curveball. There's so much to balance, and I'm really proud of the organization and our team for how they've stepped up and really adjusted to the challenges, because we typically do about 6,000 volunteer hours a month there. We take all ages and abilities, and we're doubling down on our efforts to serve children that are maybe being impacted disproportionately because of the school closures. But you can imagine how that can be challenging when you're running a quote unquote factory where you want to be very sensitive, you know, to our team members around the current challenges, but also how do you produce, you know, the hundreds of thousands of books that we need to produce to get to these children. I mean, we've distributed over 100,000 books to children all over Chicagoland since our COVID-19 response has begun, and we plan to do hundreds of thousands more in the coming weeks as we continue to build partnerships around this challenge.
I see that since 2009, you all have distributed 17.7 million books. And again, it's ages birth through sixth grade, the most important years for somebody to learn to read and learn to love to read. So you are looking for quality books. Do you want money or do you want books from our audience?
Well, great question. Right now, John, we really need funding. You can imagine if you probably talk to other nonprofits and how challenging it is for a nonprofit when our revenue is really based on a cadence that we rely on an annual basis, whether it's around pledges or fundraising events.
All right, hold on. Let's do this. I'm going to do the news here in just a second, Brian. Can you hold on for just a second?
I'd love to.
All right, everybody get a number two pencil or go to your browser and get ready to type in some information that will help you help them. Also, in the next half hour after the news, the head chef at Gibson's is going to help you and me scramble together some pretty good Easter brunch stuff. The brunches are closed, and frankly, you're not going to cook for as many people as you normally would. What ideas does one of the better chefs have in town for your Easter Sunday? All coming up. Thank you, Steve Bertrand. Let's end and continue that conversation, or continue and then end that conversation. We got a lot to do here on the show, but give me 30 seconds to remind you of this. If you've got federal student debt, Kaplan Law Firm's got the secret to lowering your monthly payment. The rules about you having to pay back your student loans have changed, and for many of you, you will not have to make a student loan payment for 6 months. Regardless of that, there's other ways to lower your student monthly payments. This is really important news right now. The number to call Ray Kaplan at the Kaplan Law Firm is 312-294-8989. Let them help you save money. 312-294-8989 or visit financialrelief.com. You know, we've been talking with Brian. How do you say his last name, Steve? Is it Florini?
Yeah. Well, that not embarrass me
because
this way.
I don't want to get it wrong when we're on the radio. Hey, Brian, are you still there?
I'm here, Brian Floriani.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Because I heard it differently. Brian.
That's as far as I've been only told that for 45 years, so I think that's right.
Floriani.
Is
with Bernie's Books and Bernie's Book Bank founder and chief advancement officer is you. It is a Chicago-based project to get books, quality books, in the hands of kids from birth through the sixth grade. And while distribution could be hampered now, they continue to distribute books to kids. So do you want me to go through my basement and find good quality books, or do you want people just to go online and make a donation?
Yeah, great question. Right now, it's not the time that we're taking used books, John, but we've started what we're calling the Change Their Story campaign. We're essentially asking everybody that we can possibly tell or ask for a $12 donation. $12 equals 12 quality books. You know, these children that we serve, John, need us now more than ever. If there was a crisis before, and inequity before, there's definitely that now, as they're disproportionately impacted due to school closures.
Yeah, sure. But
we have a way to get it to them. And before we get off, John, you know, I was feeling bad for you earlier. I was hearing that you had TV shows you were running out of watching.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're a reader. It says you're a reader. It says you're a writer.
You wouldn't know it, but yeah.
I would love to suggest some books to you.
Okay, give me some titles.
Okay, here's four titles.
Yep.
Falling Upward by Richard Rohr.
Got it.
Stamped by Jason Reynolds and Ibram Kendi. Love Does by Bob Goff. And The Splendid and the Vile by Eric Larson. And that'll probably keep you occupied out for a couple of weeks. You won't need to go back to reruns of Cheers. And then we can maybe get back on the air and we can talk about those books.
Falling Upward, Stamped, Love. What was the third one?
Love Does.
Love Does.
And The Splendid and the Vile.
Yeah, I love Eric Larson, and I have that on my list to read, but I haven't gotten to that yet.
It's good.
All right, I'm going to post this list on my Facebook page for those of you that are looking for his recommended books. By the way, would I recognize the titles of the books that the kids are getting? Is it Dr. Seuss? Is it, you know, who? Give me some titles or authors that you're gathering for the kids.
Great question. Well, you know, we push about 100 to 150,000 books a week, so there is a huge variety. And I think what's important to mention while we're talking about this is that we take a lot of pride in making sure that the books that we distribute are mirrors and windows for the children we serve. You know, the children that we serve need to see themselves in the books that they're reading, and they need to see others in the books that we're reading. So you'll see classics like that, but you'll also see some books you've probably never heard of because they're books that are more and more culturally relevant, and new titles and new authors coming on the scene. So, you know, we really want to be the best at what we do, John. We take a lot of pride in that. And if we want children reading, they need to see themselves in these books. And so we're really proud of that.
So is To Kill a Mockingbird in there, or Cat in the Hat in there, or...
I would say, yes, To Kill a Mockingbird might be a little on the older
right,
side.
Right.
K through sixth grade.
Yeah, right.
But it's a lot about, it's about variety, so that when the children receive the books and they trade with their friends and their family, that there's choice. Choice is a big deal. So that's one thing that we specialize in, is the variety of books that we're getting in the door.
All right, I'm out of time. What's the what's the website again?
Please help us at berniesbookbank.org. Thank you in advance for caring about children and making it available for them to read their way to a better life.
berniesbookbank.org. Good luck to you. Let's visit again, okay?
Thanks, John. Appreciate you.
Stay well now. All right, that's Brian Floriani, and he's the founder of that. What a good idea. berniesbookbank.org.